the journalist and former CNN anchor Don Lemon has been arrested. His attorney says Lemon faces charges stemming from his coverage as a journalist of an ICE protest earlier this month in Minnesota. Attorney General Pam Bondi has also confirmed the arrest of an independent journalist after the same incident, and Pam Bondi says this was done at her personal direction. NPR's David Folkenflik is covering this story. Hi there, David.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's start with Don Lemon. What do you know?
Well, we don't know a whole lot about this arrest. His lawyer, Abby Lowell, said it happened last night in Los Angeles, where Lemon is to cover the Grammys. I'll point out that Attorney General Pam Bondi said that it happened early this morning. Whatever the discrepancy, he was taken in custody by federal authorities in relationship to this. Let me read you a bit from the statement of Abby Lowell. That's Lemon's lawyer.
Okay.
He said, Don has been a journalist for 30 years. His constitutionally protected work in Minneapolis was no different than what he was always done. The First Amendment exists to protect journalists whose role it is to shine light on the truth and hold those in power accountable. So that's what he's saying. He's saying this is part of his work as a journalist.
Okay. And he says he was just there covering a protest, as I have done over the years, as you have done over the years, plenty of people have done. So let's go to the facts. What is known about his role in Minneapolis?
So he filmed the lead up to and then the occurrence of a protest that involved people, anti-ICE protesters, this sort of immigration crackdown protesters going inside this church in Minneapolis. The reason for it was that a pastor there is said to be a top official in the local ICE field office. And the claim was that somehow that Lemon was participating in the disruption or the trespass, but we don't know precisely on what criminal charges he faces. Bonnie referred to some sort of conspiracy happening. What we do know is that the DOJ twice sought to get arrest warrants for Lemon in Minnesota, was turned down by a magistrate and then by the appeals court there. But, you know, Bondi says, you know, in confirming this arrest, she called him part of a coordinated attack on City's church in St. Paul, Minnesota, and promised more details soon.
I'm just thinking of one fact that listeners of this program would have heard this very morning, because we played a clip of Don Lemon's coverage on the air in a separate story this very morning. Lemon went to this protest. He covered the protesters. He broadcast the voices of the protesters. He seems also to have spoken to, heard from, and broadcast the voice of the pastor that they were protesting against. He was covering both sides. He was covering all sides of this thing. Is there evidence that this is somehow illegal for a journalist to show up at a protest and talk to everybody?
Well, let's acknowledge that two things are true at the same time. First, journalists don't have special protection for breaking the law. If Lemon clearly broke the law here, a federal law at that, then, you know, that evidence needs to be presented. However, what you're saying is exactly right. And it does appear as though he was there to cover it, even if he has a point of view of these sort of things. And he has been relentlessly critical of Trump, both at CNN and even more so, perhaps, since. But this does seem to be a focus of the Justice Department to pay attention to journalists who are amplifying, perhaps, voices that are critical of them. For example, if you think just a few days ago, I was on this program talking about the seizure of documents from Washington Post reporter Hannah Natanson's home and devices there, a very unusual thing to do without a subpoena and without warning, doing it at the workplace. So you're seeing the Justice Department really use extremely aggressive means to go after reporters that they say are breaking the law and others say look like are doing their jobs.
NPR's David Folkenflik, thanks so much.
You bet.